parnasim for the. I don't have the page of the parnas. So you have a month. I forgot it. Okay. So first I want to thank the Parnas Hayom, the Fuchs Brumer family, Ronan and Sylvia, Li'ili Nishmas Gavriel Ben Avram, and Menachem and Zev, the Nisham Shavli, and the only Simcha Nachas and Bracha. And also this week's shiur is dedicated by our good friends Lynn and Steve Kanner, Li'ili Nishmas Rivka Bas Yosef, the Nisham Shavli, Simcha Nachas. Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, we have a chance a little bit Shabbos during the week. It's the most exciting thing. I'm getting messages from different places in Israel and England and here. It's something to Shabbos during the week to feel a little bit more Shabbosdik. And together with that, there were a few questions. And the inyan that we've been talking about in Halacha, in Nigla, the past 2 weeks or so, Shkai. Shabbos Ha'odom, that the Iker of Shabbos is Din in the Gavra, in the person who is Shoyves, as per the Mishnah, Zoreya, Choyresh. It's a Din in the person resting on Shabbos. Mr. Rambam's Loshnas, Shvi, is Charisha, Shviya, and so on. And we spoke about this unusual possibility. That definitely plays into so much of Hilchas Shabbos, Shvisas Ha'olam. There's a din in the Chefetz of Shabbos. Not the Ikur is not what the person is doing, but what is the effect that the person has on the world. Ki'ilu, there is this Metzias of the world that Hashem wants, that at least as far as we relate to the world should be in a state of rest, of Shvisa. That's what we've been talking about. And this Nekuda requires a little bit more biur before we're ready to go back into the Chassidus, into the Panemius, to talk about how the Aliyah Sa'olamus takes place on two levels. Mitzad the Gavr, mitzad the person, who is Shoyves on Shabbos. What does that mean? What is that Shabbos? What is that Shvisa Sa'odam? And the Gabi, the world that is at rest, that is in a state of Shvisa. So we need to be mavar this Nakud a little bit more, especially because the first Malach that we're going to be Isaac in is Zareya. Which, as I mentioned at the end last week, is extraordinary because the person is not a balabas of what happens with the seed that he throws onto the ground. He doesn't know what's going to happen to it. And certainly nothing has changed on Shabbos itself. So the growing, the effect of that will take place at some point in the future. It's similar in that way to cooking, baking. We spoke about that. So because we're going to be spending couple of months on the Malach of Zareya, we need to understand before we get to the Pnimiyas, both in Halacha and in Avoida and Chassidus and so on, we need to understand more about regarding this Chakir. And there were a few good questions that were asked so by some of the Chevra, and I'm responding to the questions in tonight's Shia. It's clear when one learns the Mishnahs and the Gemaras and Masech the Shabbos. We'll get to one of the Mishnahs probably tonight. But it's clear that when you learn the Mishnahs and the Gemara and Shabbos, that there is no issur to do a Malacha Erev Shabbos on Friday, even though that Malacha that one initiates begins on Erev Shabbos, is going to continue on into Shabbos. For instance, a person is permitted, there's a shakla v'tayyah, but a person is permitted to put out traps for animals or nets to catch fish on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, in our Torah, even though they're going to be nitzayda m'Shabbos. There's going to be a mitzias of tzayda, of trapping, of catching fish, animals, that's going to take place on Shabbos. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, he says the following, Reshon Beis, Sif Aleph, the Rabbi Latanya says, Ein odu metzuva al shvisas kelov. That's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. which raises our whole sugya. We're going to talk about that in Mirshem later on. But the Rav says, "Ein al demutzuv al shvisas kelev shaloi te'ose v'hen melacha b'shabbes me'aleihen." That a person is not commanded to see to it that his things, that his kelim, are in a state of rest on Shabbos. Shaloi te'ose v'hen melacha, that work should not take place b'shabbes me'aleihen. So he lays out the traps, he puts down the nets and so on for the fish and the traps for the animals on Friday, and they continue working for him on Shabbos. And that is permitted on Shabbos. That's permitted on Shabbos. However, on the other hand, mi'idach, we do see in halacha such a mitzias that in a situation where the person himself has concluded a particular action, he himself has finished doing something, nevertheless, it's considered as if he's continuing doing something that goes along automatically as a result of what he initiated. We do see such a thing in halacha, particularly when it comes to nezikin. When it comes to chayshe mishpat and nezikin, you should have received, I know I should have sent it out, and it's important to keep up with the, take a look always Erev Tuesday or Tuesday to see what you have. You have the Nemuka Yosef and Bava Kama. Sandaf Yud in the pages of the Rif. Where it says, Eishu Mishum Chitzav. Eishu Mishum Chitzav. You see there's a line, but a few lines up. It's the last narrow line on the left side. The last narrow line on the left side. This is a Veltz Nemuka Yosef. A very famous Nemuka Yosef. It raises so many questions in halacha and also in panimias, in our avodah. Let's learn it inside. If you don't have it, try to look on or listen carefully. Eish mishum chitzav. Ki'ilu biyadav hiv'iyu kada'arman. Now you know that in the halachas of damages of nezikin, even though there's a machlokes here in the Gemara, but you know that if a person sets fire to someone's field, kiseitze eish, the way that a fire works is that a person can say, hey, I just made a little fire, you know. I just made a little fire over here in the corner of the field. I had no intention to burn down all of California. I just wanted to barbecue a little something over here. And the fire goes on. It's mispashet. The din is that the eish, that fire, is considered as if, is seen as chitzim, like arrows. And in the same way that when a person shoots an arrow and it kills somebody 200 feet away, he can't say, I was just Isaac in this Indian over here by me. I was just Isaac in this little Indian playing with my bow and arrow. And what do I have a shaykhis to some guy that lives down the block? So the Gemara is telling us that the Eish, one is culpable for that movement, the hispashtus of the fire that he lit that caused damage, could be to acres and acres and acres of property. It destroyed. It's the same as shooting an arrow. The fact that you started this is the ikker, and because that's your koach that began that process, the consequence, what happens to the world, is misyaches back. What happens to the cheftza, to the world, is misyaches to the gavra. Goes back to the guy. The Adam and the Olam are together. He started something, even though he took his hands away from it. He's not continuing on. He's not going around lighting things. He lit one little fire. That's the Gemara that Mukesh is talking about. And he asks a very famous question. V'ikashalach, the first wide line. V'ikashalach imkein heichishivanin m'chashech lahadlik esaneris. How is it possible that not only are we allowed to, but there's a mitzvah to light Shabbos candles. How are you allowed to light a fire Erev Shabbos that's going to continue on burning through Shabbos? It's You started something. The Gemara is telling us that Eish, a fire, fire is like an arrow. You lit this fire, even though you lit it on Erev Shabbos, but it's continuing to burn on at the time of Issa, the time of Shabbos. So the Menuchah says, how are you allowed to do such a thing? You light a fire. You light some sort of a fire or a fireplace, or you heat something up, whatever it is. And the fire, even though you started it on Friday, but the fire is continuing on Shabbos. So how is it allowed? According to this klal in the Gemara, here in Bava Kamma, of Eisho Mishum Chitzav, that the fire is like an arrow, it's ki'ilu, you're starting this fire every single second. You're starting this fire the same way that's in the field. You're starting this fire now, even though it's Shabbos. Ki'ilu hev'iru hu ba'atzma b'Shabbos, v'kol shken hu, di lohoche lo niskaven lahave gadol shechaveyo. When it comes to the field, you never intended to burn down your neighbor's field. You wanted to get rid of some weeds or some bad stuff in your field, so you burnt them. Things got out of control, and your neighbor's field also caught on fire. You never wanted to damage anything. Nevertheless, you never wanted to. It's a hemshech of what you started with when you made that fire. V'hacha, over here by Shabbos, ikka kavanosahi, shetidlik v'telik b'Shabbos. But when it comes to lighting the Shabbos candle, the whole point is that the candle should be lit on Shabbos. You light it before. Mitzad the gavra, mitzad the odom, he's done on Friday, and now he lies down. But his whole intention is that he should have a home that's shining bright with his candle on Shabbos. He should tidlik v'telik b'Shabbos. Im kol zetnan, mishalshlin es ha-Pesach, letoner, im chsheichu, misachsin es ha-or, bamduris, beisamayki, lumasim chayyam, uchidam. Nevertheless, we know that you're allowed to have the fire going before Shabbos, being it's a candle or if it's cooking that's done properly according to halacha, and the fire is going to be continuing on. So this is the famous question of the Nimuk Yosef. Now, the Menuchah Yosef himself does answer. We're not going to read the answer. We're going to come back to it later on. He does answer the question, but it's unclear exactly what he means. And everybody's trying very hard, the Achrayim, to figure out what exactly is the chilek between Shabbos and the Zikin. He says there is a chilek there. When it comes to Shabbos, we look at it as if the entire melacha was finished on Friday. That's how we look at it. But when it comes to Nezikin, when it comes to damages, we don't look at it that way. So when it comes to Shabbos, as long as this guy now is not lighting anything, and he's resting, he's learning Noam Eloh Melech, everything is quiet, it's Shabbos. So the Odom is in a state of Menucha. The fact that this fire is burning now, the candles are burning, or the oven through Shabbos, the Nimuk Yosef says that he finished his Maisa, that Maisa was done Friday. When it comes to Nezikin, when it comes to damages, there we trace that fire back to its source, like an arrow. And he's the guy that shot the arrow. He's the guy that started the fire. And therefore he's chayv for all the damage that takes place by his next door neighbors and so on. But the question is, what is the chilk between Shabbos and Nezikin? It's not really clear. It's not really clear. So there's a lot written on this, and it's very much nageya, obviously, to our conversation, our discussion about the nature of Menuchas Shabbos. So the Stipler, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, the Stipler in Bava Kamma Simen Chaf Aleph, I didn't take a picture of it, but if you have the Kilas Yankiv, take a look. There in Bava Kamma Simen Chaf Aleph, at the beginning, Sivkat Aleph, there the Stipler explains this chilik between Shabbos and Nezikin based upon what we learned from the Chassam Sofer and the Yeshua Siakiv and others, but we spoke about it in the name of the Chassam Sofer. Then when it comes to the Isra of Shabbos, the din of Shabbos is Menuchas HaAdam. that the person stops malacha, and that the person is noch v'shoyves. You remember, that was the Chassam Sofer we spoke about last week. That the person himself stops. Mimela, the stipler says, according to Chassam Sofer, this whole mahalach of the Chassam Sofer and Yeshua Yankiv and others, there's no question. The Mukhi asks this question, it's not a question. It's not a question bechlal, because there is no problem lighting a candle or an oven on Erev Shabbos, even though that candle goes on burning through the night or through the entire Shabbos, or the oven is burning throughout the entire Shabbos, while the person is sleeping in his bed. According to Chassam Sofer, since Shabbos is a din in Shvisas HaAdam, in the person rest, in the person resting, and this guy finished candle lighting before Shabbos started, and right now his body is in a state of Shvisa Mimelacha. Therefore, the continuation of that candle that it's burning on throughout Shabbos, even though you want to say that in Lomdas, in the Nemukeis of Mitzat HaDin, somehow there is such a thing that the consequence of one's act continues on and is traced back to the person himself. That could be in other areas of Torah, like Nezikin, when it comes to killing somebody with an arrow. That's true. Or burning down someone else's field. That's true. But Shabbos is a din in the person, as the Chassam Sofer tells us. And therefore, in Torah, we don't care. We don't care that this candle goes on burning afterwards. The question is, when was the Adam Poyel? When did he do this? He did it Friday. He didn't do it on Shabbos. We don't care that it's burning. We don't care that it continues to burn on Shabbos. The same way as the Chassam Sofer explained that the Inyan of Shlichus by an Akum L'chumra, we don't say on Shabbos. Why? Because what's the Inyan of Shlichus? This is what we learned last week. What's the Inyan? I'm sending the guy to do this Malacha. Min HaTorah, as long as the Jew himself is what? Is not working. The Jew's resting on Shabbos. He's not doing any Malacha. He told the guy to go do something. And normally we would say that there's a din of shlichus, even by a guy l'chumah, we would say there's a din of shlichus. And you would say what? Shluch shalom kamoise, which means that the consequence, the totza'ah of this act is traced back to the guy that started it. Shabbos is different. That's the Chassam Sofer, right? Just to be mechazik and to clarify the issue that we're learning. Shabbos is different. So according to this, Mahalach, the stipel explains, according to the Mahalach of the Chassam Sofer, then Mukhe asks this question, it's not a question. How are you allowed to light a candle on Erev Shabbos? What's the difference? Where the candle goes. Just like I don't care where the goy goes. What's the difference? As long as the Jew stopped lighting candles when he came to his man, he's done and he's resting, and that's it, it's finished. It's finished. So we don't say, according to this, we don't apply the klal of Eish Mishum Chitzav when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is different. Now, does everybody agree with that? The answer is no. It's not so clear. Now remember, we learned last week, we learned the Shita of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, of the Rav Balatanya, where it seems from what he writes, and we'll see, it's not only the Balatanya, there are others as well, who we could understand that according to the Mahalach of the Balatanya, the Nemukeyesh's question is a very strong question. Because if we say, like we learned last week from the Alter Rebbe, that what? That on Shabbos somehow there is this need that Hashem Yisbarach Kivyachal has for the world, at least the world of a Jew, to be in a state of menucha, that there's a shvisa sa'ayim, there's a din in the cheftza being in a state of shvisa, of rest. So we can understand the Mukayas' question is a very powerful question. If I have responsibility to see to it, that there are no malachas that take place as a result of something that I did, whether it's on Shabbos or before Shabbos, what would be the difference? If my responsibility is to see to it that my Dal Ramas, my world, is at rest on Shabbos, I can't take care of the rest of the world, but my world has to be resting on Shabbos. My animals, my servants, and so on, my world has to be at rest on Shabbos. So the Nemukesh's question is a powerful question. And Lamaisa, I found that Rabbi Baruch Ber in Birchas Shmuel and Bava Kamma Siman Yud Zayin, so there Rabbi Baruch Ber is talking about this klal of Eish Mishum Chitzav and the Mukhe Yosef, and it seems from Rabbi Baruch Ber that he says essentially there shouldn't be any difference between Shabbos between lighting a fire before Shabbos, like the Nemuk Yosef asks, really, there shouldn't be any difference between that, and shooting the arrow, and killing somebody with the arrow. The same what we say by that murder, that the fact that this person is now dead is the result of something that took place in the hands of the guy holding the arrow. So the Rav Baruch Beis says that it would seem that according to this mahalach of the Gemara Bava Kama, it should be no different on Shabbos. It should be no different on Shabbos. It was like we saw from the Rabbi Latanya, and there are others who say the same thing as well. Now, if we move the clock ahead, forward. Take a look at the next page. The next page is the Chazon Ish. Now, what was going on is the following. This is the Chazon Ish in Bava Kama, Simon Yudal. There are many questions that were coming up. They were being brought to the Chazon Ish, who was the Gadol HaDor, who moved from Vilna to Bnei Brak. And there were many questions that were now coming up with the new Yishuv. Questions that had to do with technology and advances that were made in technology that could be used by the farmers to help them. And it was a time back in the late 40s and the 50s, and even a little bit before the war had started, that they were developing machines that would be able to plow if they were set electronically. They'd be able to plow, to plant, and so on, if they were set electronically before Shabbos. And these were questions that were being brought to the Gadol HaDor by the farmers in the new Yishuv, who he was very close to, and came to him all the time with these questions. So in this Chazon Ish, he's addressing the question. Look inside. You see where it says Achayresh? Not with that. Where I underlined it, go up to the beginning of that paragraph. We'll read a little bit from the beginning of the paragraph, which says, I hope it came out. Achayresh Ezerah. You see it? Fine. If a person plows or plants Shabbos, meaning he sets everything up, the machines, everything is set before Shabbos, in order that it should plow and plant automatically on Shabbos. And all the person does is press a button. The lechitza rishayna. He presses a button. And that releases some electricity, some heat. And this causes the electricity, the current, to go and to cause the wheels to turn. And now, after he's pressed the button and the current has started, so the machine continues on and on, planting and plowing and so on. Nira, the Chazon Ish says, Nira de kol ha-charisha v'hazviya chashuva geri dilei. Chazon Ish says it seems that all of the plowing and planting that takes place, well, it could be we're talking about where he pressed the button before Shabbos, or what if a person pressed the button on Shabbos. The bottom line is, the Chazon Ish says, it looks like it's a sugya in Bava Kama. It looks like the sugya in Bava Kama that the zriya, the charish and the zriya is chashuva geridilai, that it's coming from his koach. He is the one that caused this to take place. Umasav k'maisha kosav ha nemuke yosef nun yud is nemuke yosef u k'maisha kosav ha nemuke yosef be'esh the kol ahem shechu maisav. As the Nemukah Yosef writes, as we learn, by Eish, by fire, that the entire Hemshech of the fire that's continuing on to the neighbor's field, all of that is traced back to the fire that was started by this guy in his field. So it's a Hemshech Umaisev. Elisha Melechas HaKol Nasev B'Shar Rishayna. Now the Nemukah Yosef said that when it comes to Shabbos, we see the entire melacha ki'ilu it took place at that first moment, which is Erev Shabbos. The guy lights a candle, it's before Shabbos. So we look at the melacha as if it was all finished before Shabbos. V'meisu es hameneya efshe dedavka koyach rishon hu maisa. And if the guy takes away that, by pressing the button, he releases this energy, this electricity, perhaps the Chazon Ish says is davka koach rishon hu ma'aseh. Maybe it's just that first koach, the beginning of when he just pressed the button, that first electronic impulse. Maybe that's the only ma'aseh that he actually caused, and we don't look at the rest of it, or do we look at the rest of it as being a hamshah? That's the question. Or maybe we say also the koach sheni is considered his ma'aseh. Now go down to where you could skip a little bit down to the asterisk, or where I underline. You see where it says, Miyu b'mlocha shikar b'kaychai? So Chazni says the following. Miyu b'mlocha, and Chazni explains the chilik, and he says, b'mlocha shikar b'kaychai, eino chayev al maise behemtai. So when it comes to melacha Shabbos, where a malacha depends upon what the person's action is, what the person does, his koach. He's not responsible for what his animal does. What's the Chazon Ish talking about? He says, the ha amru, Shabbos kuchav beizam and aleph, maimid odim is behemto agavi asam b'shabbos. A person is allowed to let his animal graze, to walk around by the field on Shabbos. Mam and Odom is behemto agabe asovim b'Shabbos. Af agav d'lini nezikin. Now, when the person lets his animal graze by his own field, not talking about any damage, by his own field, he lets the animal go out to graze, there's no question that malach is going to take place. The animal is going to have breakfast, lunch, and supper. And there's going to be malach taking place by the animal going there on Shabbos. And he brought the animal there, And he let the animal walk around over there. He was the one that brought it there and let it walk around. So Chazon Ish says, no. That's what the animal is doing. Af agav d'litni nezikin. That's when it comes to Shabbos. But when it comes to nezikin, when it comes to bava kama, when it comes to damages, d'litni nezikin maimid choshev od mamazik. If you're mama the behemoth and there's no fence and your behemoth goes dragging around to your neighbor and starts eating over there, of course you're chayiv. It's choshev adam amazik, the das harashba. Elder amazik, so here's the chilek. And the Chazon Ish mamash spells it out. So Chazon Ish says, Ella, there's a chilek between bava kama and Shabbos. Ella de b'mazik sonri lifnei hamokam hanezek. When it comes to damages to nezikin to bava kama, sonri lifnei hamokam hanezek. The Baruch Shalom hates; he despises the outcome, the consequences of your behavior. That's sonri b'enei hamokam. It's despised. Sonri lifnei hamokam hanezek. Or you're going to say that you're going to say that you never intended for your animal to eat your next door neighbor's food. You never intended to make a fire and to burn down. You only wanted to burn. Hanezik is sonri. In other words, when it comes to nezikin, what the Baruch Shalom is looking out for is what happened to the world as a result of your behavior. What have you done to the world? What have you done to the world? Look what you did to the world. You lit a fire in your house, in your field, and look what you did to the world. What's the matter with you? You know that fire behaves in such a way. You know that animals walk around in such a way. So what do you think? So you're going to taina, I learned in Shabbos, and it says in Masechta Shabbos, that I'm allowed to bring my animal to graze. It's not a cheshbon, what my animal does. So the Chazon Ish says, there's a chilk between the Zikin and Shabbos. When it comes to nezikin, el de b'mazik sonu lifnei amokam hanezek. By nezikin, it's sonu lifnei amokam hanezek. The Baruch Shalom despises the damage, the outcome, what happens to the world. Or b'Shabbos, sonu lifnei amokam toirech ha'odom b'meleches chol. Isn't that beautiful? The lashon of the Chazon Ish. But when it comes to Shabbos, what Hashem hates is the toirech ha'odom. When a Jew is busy with meleches chol, he's doing things on Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is. That a person is By Shabbos, the Chazon Ish says it's not a halacha. The ikka din is not a din in the world and what happened as a result of what the person did. When it comes to Shabbos, what's sonri lefnei hamakom is not the consequences of the outcome, the ma'aseh Shabbos. What's sonri lefnei hamakom is how could you not rest on Shabbos? I told you the 39 malachas and all the talmuds, you didn't rest on Shabbos. You lit a candle on Shabbos. You lit a fire on Shabbos. Therefore, the only issue when it comes to Shabbos is the beginning. Melechus Shabbos is that first act. And if a guy lights something on Shabbos, of course he's chai. He's chai for that melacha that he lit something on Shabbos. But the fact that he lit something on Erev Shabbos and it continues to burn on Shabbos, that's not a problem. And now he touches upon Zareya, which we're going to get to Mirsham in much greater detail. Therefore, he says, "V'nira de hazareya ayde shvarim b'shviyis chayev darim apoyle shvarim hu hanhoges hazriya k'damar b'mitzir kufayim adbeis." So the Chazon Ish brings up the topic that, of course, is also of great concern to all the farmers, not just Zareya on Shabbos, but what about the Malach of Zareya when it comes to Shemitah and the use of technology on Shemitah as well? And that's going to bring us to something we're going to be discussing probably when we get to Shemitah next year. We're going to be discussing the relationship, more of the relationship between Vishav Saharetz and Tishbois, Shvisa Saharetz, and Tishbois. We already brought that up last week. We spoke about that a little bit. And that's a very, very important question. Because when it comes to Shemitah, it's clear that there, what is soni lefnei hamakom, what is despised by Hashem, is that Eretz Yisrael, is that the world should be taken advantage of on the Shemitah year, that it should be worked on Shemitah. And that's the ikkah when it comes to Vishav Sa'aretz. Masha Enikei, when it comes to Shabbos, Bereishis, when it comes to Shabbos Bereishis, what the Chazon Ish is saying, Shabbos Bereishis, the Shabbos that we have every week, there, the ikkar is the pulas ha'adam. That's what's sonu lefnei hamakom, that a person is working on Shabbos. So that you lit the candle erev Shabbos, it doesn't, the Chazon Ish says, it's not a problem. The Mukhias is not a problem for what happens to this candle on Shabbos. Now, the Chazon Ish had a very, very choshev friend in Yerushalayim who disagreed with him. And he wrote a number of tshuvas in Har Tzvi. Who am I talking about? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who was known in Yerushalayim as Rav Hirsch Pesach. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote a number of tshuvas. In Har Tzvi, if you look at Aruch Chaim from Kuf Chav Vav, Simonim Kuf Chav Vav to Simon Kuf Lamed. Oh, it's a labedic couple of pages there in Har Tzvi. And there's more that he wrote afterwards in other places, but in Har Tzvi, from Kuf Chav Vav till Kuf Lamed, he begins with a discussion of a Chayshim Mishpat discussion, where a person establishes all of he sets up the entire structure for a transaction to take place, but he sees to it that the kinyan is only chal on Shabbos. So this has to do also with things where a person uses the internet to buying things and so on and selling things, where everything is set up, but some sort of a kinyan could take place on Shabbos itself. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is talking about what does that mean when you set everything up, you initiated all of the required work and all the documents and everything else, but the kinyan lamaisa, the chalois of the kinyan, was done in such a way that the chalois of the kinyan would only come into effect on Shabbos. So that's what he begins this whole long discussion over the course of these siman. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, of course, brings in the Mukhi Yosef. You can't talk about this without the Mukhi Yosef. So he brings in the Mukhi Yosef, and he brings a Gevaldig Raya from the Gemara Menachos. We hear again, it seems, that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is going in that Mahalach of the Balatanya, and he disagrees with the Chazon Ish, even though there's more to this argument that we're doing right now. It would take us far afield from the argument that we're Isaac in right now. But the raya that he brings from the Gemara Menachos on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph is as follows. Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. There, the Gemara tells us, is discussing a fascinating situation. Because of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, there's a person that must eat a te'ena. He has to have a fig on Shabbos. That's what he needs to save his life. He's dying, and he needs to have a te'ena. There are no pre-cut te'ena. He needs to get a te'ena from a tree. So these are the choices that he has. There are two te'enim bukits echad. He looks at the tree, and there's a little thing that's coming out, a stem from the tree, and there are two te'enim, there are two figs that are coming out from this stem. That's one choice that he has. The other choice he has is that there are three te'enim coming out from a stem. There are three te'enim coming out from a stem. So the din is that it's also for him, guess what? It's also to do what? To cut the stem from which there are growing three te'enim. If he has a choice, he has to have te'enim. He's dying. But he has to be mamayid. And if he has a choice, instead of cutting the little stem that has three te'enim coming out of it, he has to cut the one that is with two. And according to the Ran over there in Menachos, the ribui in shiur would be a deraisa. It'd be an issa deraisa to opt for instead of cutting the one with two figs, to cut the little stem with three figs would be, according to the Ran, would be a deraisa. Strange, no? So Rabbi Pastor Frank brings a raya for our Indian from this Gemara. What's the raya? What's the raya? How does this relate to the Mukhar Yosef, to our sugya? Huh? How? Mitzad what? Mitzad the person himself is schneid one cut. It's an afki minute. One cut. The guy did one malacha. The same malacha. If it has two figs, it's got 200 figs. He cut one little piece of a tree. So what's the nafki minna? Rabbi Pesach Frank says, if there are two that are going from this thing, or there are three that are going from this thing. As far as the guy's concerned, as far as the Adam, the Gavra, the Pu'ulas HaAdam, was took the mensch, as far as that's concerned, he made one slice, one cut. Elamai, even though the Torah is the same Torah. Because the Chazon Ish was saying that when it comes to Shabbos, all that we care about is the Torah HaAdam. Right? That's Chazon Ish. So mu'il lifnei ha'makam. The Rebbeinu Shlom hates that a person should be Torah, should be busy doing Malacha on Shabbos. Malacha Schal. Over here, there's no extra Torah. There's no extra Tircha. If a guy cuts the thing, whether it has two figs or it's got three figs, there's no Torah Adam. What's the difference? Mitzad Adam, there's no difference. It's the same Tircha. So Rabbi Pesach Frank says, Norvaz, we see from here that it's not just as the Chazon Ish says. It's not just that the Baruch Shalom has a kepeda on the Torah Adam, on the Tircha of the Adam, that the Adam has to be Shoyves on Shabbos. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, you've got to take another look at the Mukhar Yosef's question. It's not so poshut. We need to work on it more. But the Mukhar Yosef's question seems to lead us to this Gemara Menachos that says, well, you know, even though as far as the person is concerned, it didn't affect his Menuchas Shabbos, ki huzeh, the fact that there are three figs on one or two figs. But what did change was what? There was a Chil Shabbos Nevelt. The three figs were cut on Shabbos that weren't necessary. He only needed a fig. He didn't need to have three figs. He could have had two. He just needed to have a taste or something. He didn't need to have three. So it means that, Rabbi Pesach Frank says, it seems to imply that it's not just the pu'ulas ha'odam, the act of the person, but there seems to be, on Shabbos also, not just the nizikin, there seems to be an issue of what happens as a consequence of that person's actions. Even though what he did is the same exact thing, whether it's two or three. But the fact that the result of this is that there were three that were cut, And there was a Chilul Shabbos in the world. In the world, there was a bigger Chilul Shabbos. So if C. Pesach Frank says, it seems to make a difference. And he writes there, the lav b'torach adam talya milsa. Rav Tzitzit Frank says, I disagree with the Chaznish. And he says, the lav b'torach adam talya milsa. Or at least, even though you might say it has something to do with it, but it certainly it's not that it depends only upon the torach adam. Lav b'torach adam talya milsa. As long as mitzad hadin, which we go back to above a comma, and mitzad hadin, we say what? The mitzad hadin, that when you press a button, we care about what that causes down the line. When you shoot an arrow, when you light a fire, it makes a difference. So he says, doesn't make a difference if he keeps on pressing a button every second. Doesn't make a difference in Tarach Aloy Tarach. The same, it doesn't make a difference. He wasn't Tarech anymore to cut down this fig or that, this branch or that branch. It's the same Tircha. But the Lamaisa, what came out, the Totsa'ah, the result, the consequence of that was three instead of two. That's what the Mugayesh's question is. That the consequence of this guy lighting a thing on Erev Shabbos is that now there's a fire burning on Shabbos that wasn't there before. That's his question. Va'isim locha b'Shabbos, he says, emashgichim torachim leitach, va'isim locha b'Shabbos chayiv. So he says, chayiv. Now, in truth, I said at the very beginning that in order to understand this, you must go back to the Mishnah, to the Torah of the Tanoi. And this is really where it begins, in the first parak Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. There is the machloikas b'sham b'sil. And we'll just get to the machloikis now. We're not going to have time to finish. We'll finish it mitzvah next week. So machloikis beishamei oimrim, ein sharin di'oy b'samanim kashonim, el kadesh yashur mi ba'oid yoyim. Beishamei says that you can't put stuff, the materials or things, until they die, to dye them, the materials and so on. You can't do that unless it's finished mi ba'oid yoyim. Unless the materials are finished and they're dyed. They're colored before Shabbos, mi ba'ayid yayin. Who besil matir? Besil says it's mutter. Now, when you look at this sugya in the Bavli, the way it's understood and the way the Rav Bartanura explains in the Mishnah, he writes the following. Savri beishamai, the Bartanura writes based upon the Gemara, Savri beishamai, odom musar al shvisas kalim. Odom Muzar al Shvisas Kalim, the Torah is not only concerned with what the person is doing on Shabbos, but even his world has to rest on Shabbos. His Kalim, his things, have to be in a state of Menucha on Shabbos. Not just him. Shvisas Kalim. Kamay al Shvisas Behemtai. The same way the Torah says he has to see to it that his animal is not working Shabbos. He has to see to it that his kalim are also now working in Shabbos, that his dyeing, his factory, his things, his mills, and so on, are not continuing on Shabbos. Shvisas kalim. V'hainu time b'dein noisnin unin, v'hainu time b'dein parshin mitzudas. And therefore, according to Beishamai, you're not allowed to set out a trap for an animal on Friday. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to put a net in the water for the fish. Because according to this understanding of the Bartanura, which is based upon the Bavli, Shvisas Kalim is the Beishami seems to hold that the Ikra Inin of Issur Melacha on Shabbos is, or certainly what's involved in the Issur Melacha of Shabbos is Shvisas Ha'olam, your world coming to a stop, your animals, your hunting. Your nets, your things are not supposed to be working for you while you're lying down in bed on Shabbos. Your things are supposed to stop. That's Beishamai. So it means that according to this way of understanding, which is the Pshat in the Gemara, Beishamai takes the din of the Torah of Shvisas Behemtoi, the requirement that your animal rest on Shabbos, and Beishamai expands this din, and he learns that the Torah's requirement that your animal rest is only a moshel, is only the beginning. It means that everything that you have has to be in a state of shvisa, and there's a din of shvisas kalim. here it's clear that the emphasis of Beis Shammai is that not only on Shabbos is there a problem of leitas and halacha, of the person, of the gavra, not doing work, but there's also a halacha that somehow if this person is setting up his things to work for him on Shabbos, that Beis Shammai is concerned with chilul Shabbos that takes place in the world of this person, with his things that he has. And therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it would seem to be, at least according to the way the Bavli understands, that Shabbos and Nezikin are the same. And that the Mukhe Yosef's question is very good. This would change our Shabbos dramatically. If this were the halacha, what would Shabbos be like? If this is just think about a 95 degree humid day, you know, in the summer, what would Shabbos be like? That you can't set up the kelim that they should work on Erev Shabbos, that they should work for you on Shabbos. So there are many long, complicated discussions about this opinion of Beis Shammai, of Shvisas Kalim, but at least from an initial reading of the Sugi and the Bavli, it seems to support the question of the Nemukei Yosef that we're concerned with the results of one's actions on Shabbos. Not only what you do on Shabbos, but even if you started something Erev Shabbos and it continues on through Shabbos, we're concerned with the results of what you did. And according to this, Beis Hillel disagrees. And Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to start something on Erev Shabbos if it's completed on Shabbos, which would seem to be the view that we learned, which is the Ikka view of the Rishonim and Achrayim, like the Chassam Sofer, explain that Shvisa Shabbos is a din in the Gavra, it's a din in the person, and it's not a halacha in the world, in the Olam, it's a din in the person. And therefore, it's mutter for you to start something Erev Shabbos, then you're resting on Shabbos. Like the Chazon Ish said, that Hashem Yisbarach hates when a person is not resting on Shabbos. This person is resting on Shabbos. His air conditioner is working. His animal's walking around. The candle is burning. It's an afkimina. He's resting on Shabbos. That's the main thing. So it would seem to be, going back to the Mishnah, that this entire machloikis of Shvisas Ha'odom, the Gavr, or Shvisas Ha'olam, the world, the Chefza, it seems to be going back to the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil. Let me just end with this. I'm sorry, I went a minute or two over. I'm just going to end with this. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Lekach Toiv, and in some other places in his Svarim, and also the Kozel Gevurov and Eres Svi in his Shuvas, in Chelik Beis Simiyutas. Their mahalach in all of this is summed up. Listen to the words of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Listen carefully to a sentence, and we'll end with this. They bechlal, they reject altogether the whole Nemukei Yosef. This whole inyan is completely rejected. Listen how he explains it. The Mabekach, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in Lekach Toiv. It's in Klal Vav. In Lekach Toiv, Klal Vav is a lot of pages. It's where it says that Yud Gimel. He writes the following. Listen, the Ma Bekach Da Yidei Hadlok Azoy Shumad Ligaber Shabbos Humaver B'Shabbos Ma Bekach. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, what do I care? The guy lights a candle on Friday. What do I care if it's burning on Shabbos? In other words, it's a nice way of saying, what's the Mukhei Yosef's question? Ha'Be'er Shabbos Ein Muzar Klal Ahav Al Ahav Ora B'Shabbos. I'm sure some of you were thinking about this. What the Rabbi Yosef Engel says is that, as far as I'm concerned, like we learned from the Aruch Haim HaKadosh at the beginning, the world exists for 6 days. That's it. When it comes to Shabbos, it'll be Shabbos. Right now, there's no Shabbos. Right now, it's called Yom HaShishi. It's called Friday. There is no Shabbos. He says, listen to what he says. Be'er Shabbos, Ein Muzar Klal, Al Havar B'Shabbos. Every week, it's a new week. Every Shabbos, Chanai Shabbos, is one of the million places where Yosef Engel's crossing over from Nigla to Nista. Even though he doesn't mention the Nista here in the little shyness of Nista, he says, what's the difference? On Erev Shabbos, Eim was a klal al havar b'Shabbos. Friday, there's no azhara of Melach on Shabbos on Friday. You see in the Eretz Tzvi, he says even stronger. He says, V'rak b'Shabbos hu shechalol of Issa shloi lahavir boi ma'ashen ken b'Erev Shabbos. The only time there's a chalois of Issa Melacha is what? Is Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos. Because this Shabbos was never, the world is finished. I lit something on Friday. There's no Azhara for an Issa Melacha on Friday. The Issa Melacha is only a din in Shabbos. Rak the Shabbos, who shechal of Issa shloi lahavir by Mashen kein be'erev Shabbos. Her ainul of Issa klal shloi lahavir Shabbos abba. On Erev Shabbos, there's no Issa at all in my life right now on Friday. What's going to happen on Shabbos? It's not no gaya to me. I don't even know if there's going to be a Shabbos. It could be that's the end of everything. There's going to be Mashiach, Yom Shekul Shabbos. I don't know what's happening. Right now, it's Friday. There's no Shabbos. It's not Shabbos now. Hare Einel of Issa Klaus, Lele Havi B'Shabbos Abba, Vim Kein Iyev Shalonu Lesa, Maise Hadlok, Be'er Shabbos, Bipasha Yidei, Maise Zois, Humavi B'Shabbos. Therefore, I can't say to somebody, you can't take a match and light something on a Friday because of what's going to happen on Saturday. Rabbi Yisrael says it's absurd. There's no Matthias of Shabbos right now. And so it could be that that's what the Mukhesev's answer really is. If you look back at the Mukhesev in his answer, that this entire Malacha was finished on Friday. I mean, there's no Inyan, it's not no Geya. There's no Shabbos, it's Friday. Sharei B'Shor, Sha'ois, Amais, Azais, Harimutulo Adayin La'avir, B'Shabbos Abba. Right now, when I'm doing this, there's no Shabbos. The fact that it's going to burn on Shabbos, how do you compare that to Nezikin? He says they're two different worlds. Shabbos and Nezik is two different worlds. It's two completely different worlds. It brings a raya from the Ran in Shabbos, where the Ran says, imagine, and listen to what B.S. Mingus says, imagine, you have an animal that's tied up in your house, right? The animal's tied up in your house. The door is locked in your house. So he says, the Ran says, Ein oimlo shekasha bo Shabbos chayv leftorech es beso. Now, this animal's now in your house. You have a dog in your house on Friday. Now, what's going to happen? Rabbi Yosef Engel says, well, according based upon this Ran, so it's Friday, and the animal's sitting in your house, right? You have a dog in the house. And it's Friday. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, so am I chayv to open the door? So now, every Erev Shabbos, before candlelighting, you have to open the door and say, okay, Rover, Daig isn't a hay. Because I don't want to be over what? On the issue of Seder. The Ran says, I have to open my door for this dog. He says, all I know is it's Erev Shabbos. And the dog is sitting over here. I don't have to see to it that this dog is not going to be in a state of what? Of entrapment on Shabbos. Because right now, it's Friday. And this dog is sitting in my house, and the door's closed. I don't have to open the door on Friday to make sure there won't be a Seder that's going to be initiated as a result of my holding this animal hostage on Friday. Because on Friday, there's no such thing as Shabbos. With all the nice things, of course, that we're doing on Friday for Shabbos, the Mitzvah says, as far as Malach is concerned, not mikveh and not haircuts, all that stuff. But as far as Malach is concerned, it's not Shabbos, it's Friday. So I don't have to open my door to let this animal out so that I shouldn't be over in Israel of Tzedah when it comes Shabbos, the sun goes down. So I'm over in Israel of Tzedah. That's what the Ran says. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, there's no Minyan B'chlal in Mukhesev's question. That could be his answer. If you take a look, it could be that's what Mukhesev is answering. Okay, so Ad Kan, Bez Hashem, next week we'll be able to go back to the Inyan of the Aliyah Sa'adam and Aliyah Sa'ilam on Shabbos, and we'll learn a piece together in Chassidus Mitzvah. Thank you.